This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says government prioritizes establishing and promoting good governance, corruption control and social justice. Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC to be officially commenced from today. MCC Vice President Alfred Cameron arrives in Nepal. Nepal playing against Pakistan in opening match of Asia Cup cricket today. And Russian President Vladimir Putin says he will not attend G20 summit to be held in India next month. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said the government performance is centered on establishing and promoting good governance, prosperity and social justice. Responding to questions raised by the lawmakers in the House of Representatives session yesterday, the Prime Minister said the government was committed to increasing people's access to public service and accelerating the development endeavors. The Prime Minister added that sustainable and inclusive economic growth was one of the top priorities of the government. The Prime Minister said the government had fully mobilized its mechanism to accelerate projects of nation's pride. Prime Minister Dahal also stated that the government had prioritized bringing the backward region in terms of development on board the mainstream. On police investigations into various cases recently, the Prime Minister said the government had clearly directed the police administration to freely and impartially investigate cases so the guilty should not escape and innocent must not be booked. The head of the government also expressed the government's commitment to preventing any activities that would disturb social unity, harmony and social coexistence. The House of Representatives has begun discussions on the principles of the bill to amend some Nepal Acts 2080. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Dhanraj Gurung presented a proposal in the lower house session yesterday seeking consideration on the bill. The bill, which aims to amend 79 different legislations, was registered in the House of Representatives on the 9th of May. Meanwhile, the lawmakers have drawn the government's attention to need to combat corruption, irregularities and smuggling for promoting good governance. In a special session of the House of Representatives meeting yesterday, lawmakers also called the attention of the government on a host of issues including maintaining religious tolerance and communal harmony. National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha has stressed the need for coordination and collaboration from the decision-making level to implementing bodies to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. In his address to the Sustainable Development Goals Acceleration Visioning Workshop with parliamentarians in Kathmandu yesterday, the Upper House Chair mentioned that there is the need of improvement and acceleration in the implementations of plans aiming to achieve the goals of sustainable development. The Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, will be officially commenced from today. Vice President of the Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, Compact Operations Department, Cameron Alford, have arrived in Kathmandu on the occasion of MCC's entry into force, EIF Day. Today marks the official commencement of the MCC agreement's implementation in Nepal. As part of his Nepal visit, Vice President Alfred is scheduled to hold meetings with Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat, political leaders and other high-ranking government officials. The MCC's execution will commence through a formal event scheduled at the Ministry of Finance on August 30. This event will mark the initiation of the five-year period during which the MCC will be in operation. As outlined in the MCC agreement, Nepal is set to receive a sum of $500 million, equivalent to about 60 billion rupees from the United States. In return, Nepal has committed to invest $130 million, approximately 17 billion rupees, into the MCC project. The Nepal police is sending one of its officials from the Central Investigation Bureau, CIB, to Hong Kong for information collection after the involvement of foreign citizens seen in the smuggling of 61 kilograms of gold. The Nepal police has sought support from the Interpol after the involvement of the foreigners in the smuggling. Nepal police spokesperson and Deputy Inspector General Kubir Kadayat shared that Senior Superintendent of Police, SSP Dinesh Raj Acharya, is leaving for Hong Kong to take stock on smuggling of 61 kilograms of gold. The Revenue Investigation Department, RID, had seized the 60.716 kilograms of gold from Sinamangal in Kathmandu nearly a month ago. The CIB is investigating the case after the RID handed over the file to CIB after 2 weeks of the seizure of the gold. The police has already written to the Interpol for coordination since the involvement of Indian and Chinese citizens was confirmed on the smuggling scam. The government has endorsed the Third Amendment to regulations governing the correction of A's name and surname. The third revision to the correction of A's name and surname rules 1963 was proposed by the Ministry of Home Affairs. The previous stringent provisions entertaining correction of A's name and surname with a limited time of just 6 months had mainly caused inconvenience to the students. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kaji Srestha has pledged to guarantee the security of big investments in the energy sector. During a meeting with the office bearers of the Independent Power Producers Association Nepal in the Ministry of Home Affairs yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Srestha said the government would provide the security of 1,300 billion rupees in the energy sector. South Korean Ambassador to Nepal Park Tha-yung paid a courtesy call on Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kaji Srestha. During the meeting held at the Home Ministry yesterday, they discussed the bilateral relations and cooperation between Nepal and Korea. On the occasion, Deputy Prime Minister Srestha appreciated South Korea as an important development partner of Nepal. The Deputy Prime Minister also extended gratitude towards South Korea for its support in building Nepal Police Cyber Bureau and its capacity development through Korean International Cooperation Agency. Similarly, Ambassador Park assured that South Korean companies, including Samsung, would expand their industries in Nepal in coming days. The Nepal Airlines Corporation has operated Bhairava-Delhi and Bhairava-Hong Kong air flights from yesterday. Both flights, Bhairava-Delhi and Bhairava-Hong Kong, remained without passengers. The Nepal Airlines Corporation operated flights to Delhi and Hong Kong from Bhairava via Kathmandu from yesterday. General Manager of Bhairava Best Gautam Buddha International Airport, Hansraj Pandey, said air flights from Bhairava-Delhi and Bhairava-Hong Kong via Kathmandu have been operated from Nepal Airlines Corporation's aircraft arriving in Bhairava from Malaysia once in a week. Nepali national cricket team is playing against the home team Pakistan on the opening match of the 2023 Asia Cup today. The opening match of the 16th edition of the Asia Cup will be held at Multan Cricket Stadium in Pakistan. It will be Nepal's historic appearance in the Asia Cup. Rohit Paudel is leading the Nepali squad as keeper during the debut in the Asia Cup for the first time. Nepal's journey in the tournament will continue as they face another strong side India on September 2 in County of Sri Lanka. Nepal secured the spot in the Asia Cup by emerging victorious in the 10-team AC Men's Premier Cup held in April-May. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. A drone attack on an airport in the northwestern Russian city of Peskov has damaged two military transport planes. According to BBC, the Ilyushin-76 transport planes caught fire in the attack, the reports say. Peskov is more than 600 kilometers away from Ukraine, close to the border with Estonia. In the recent weeks, the country is believed to have increased its use of explosive drones to attack targets inside Russia. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin has told Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi that he will not attend attend the G20 summit in Delhi next month. India is hosting this year's summit, which will be held in the capital Delhi from 9 to 10th of September. According to BBC, Putin rang Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and told him that Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov would attend the summit on his behalf. The G20 includes the world's 19 wealthiest countries plus the European Union. India currently holds the G20 presidency, which rotates annually between the members. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at a few places of hilly regions of Koshi province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Lumbini province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 30 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says government prioritizes establishing and promoting good governance, corruption control and social justice. Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC to be officially commenced from today. MCC Vice President Alfred Cameron arrives in Nepal. Nepal playing against Pakistan in opening match of Asia Cup cricket today. And Russian President Vladimir Putin says he will not attend G20 summit to be held in India next month. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.